Quran Daf, Yutes Amad Aleph. We had the Gemara ask a stira and Daf Yutes Amad Beis between two Baraises. One Baraisa said, Hanoito Yodov, Niskavin Yodov Tahiris, Lai Niskavin Yodov Tmeis. By Natilus Yodayim, if he was Mechavon Latairo, so then the Natila helps. Without Kavona Latairo, the Natila doesn't help. We learned another Baraisa that says, Bein Niskavin, Bein Loi Niskavin, Yodov Tahiris. That Natila is Matair Afilu without Kavona. So Rav Nachman et cetera teret on this theory, Loi Kasha. Kan lechulin, kan lemaisa. By chulin, it is maspik netila alone. We don't need kavone. By maisa, then you need kavone. Agavuch, I saw the Iran in Mesechtes chulin, that is ma'ira lechaira. This din should be totally mitzvah sriches kavone, mitzvah ein sriches kavone, which is amachloikes tanoim and amiroim. And the Ran says this is two different inyonim. This is like a hechsher mitzvah. Amachloikes is by a maisa ha mitzvah, does it have a teiris mitzvah without kavone l'shem mitzvah? This is a hechsher mitzvah. So there's a svara to say it's kal from a mitzvah. That means even though a mitzvah is not considered a kiyum without a kavona l'shem mitzvah, but this is a hechsha mitzvah, this is only a metayer, so it could be here, you don't need kavona. Or there could be a svara punktakert, there could be a svara that apka a maisa ha mitzvah, here's a teiris mitzvah, a filu, without kavone. A hechsher could be, needs kavone. So he says there's, this is a different sugya. It doesn't have a shaykhis with the machloikis of mitzvah sriches kavone. Al koponim, Rav Nachman had said, that for chulin you don't need kavone, and for maiso sheini and trume you need kavone. The Gemara brings a ray, Ela Mahodisnan. We learned a Mishnah that says as follows. Peiresh shenoflu lesoich amas hamayim. Peiresh fell into an amas hamayim. U poshat mi she yodov tmeis. Vinotlon, a person took out the pei, his hands were tamei, and he went and stuck his hands in to take out the peiresh. Is Yadav Tahiris. So this procedure of sticking his hands into the Amis Hamayim and taking out the Peiris is Metayer his Yadayim. Seems this Amis Hamayim had Memso, so it's like it was Matvul Yadav B'Memso. So Yadav Tahiris. U Peiris Einon B'Chiyutan. The Peiris that fell into the Amis Hamayim are not mukhsha lekabotume, because by hechsha, it's not sufficient that they become wet. There's a din, yutan dum yedechi yitain, ma yitain de necheloi, af yutan de necheloi. So since there was no nichuse, and the, that's what the peiris became wet, so the peiris are not mukhsha, but his hands became tohe. So be'emesin, The reisha of the Mishnah is sufficient already. So we see from the reisha of the Mishnah that one does not need kavone letares hayadayim. So that's really we push it. But the Mishnah has a sefer also. The im bishvil sheyutchu yodot. So Pasha Pshat is if the reason he put his hands into the water as he wanted that they should get washed, is Yadav Tahiris, again Yadav Tahiris, Vapeiris Arei Hein B'chiyuta. But here, if he put his hands in sheyutchu yodov, so then the peiris become mukhshir also. So the sefer we have to understand. But al kaponim, this was Rav Nachman's raya. Rav Nachman brought a raya from Bereish. Let us see Rashi. Yodav tahiris, afal pi sheloinis kavit. Upeires einon bechiyutan, and the peiris are not mukhshir lekabotum. The beinin gabi hechshir, yutan, dumya dechiyitain, denechalai. That the needs an ichusta that they wanted that the peiris should be mukhshir. It's naflu lesech amasamai. The im bishviu sheyutchu yodav. Niskaven litel peiris. So, this is a very shver Rashi, but just let's try to translate Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, that the reason he took the peiris is because he wanted his hands to get washed. That's why he took the peiris. Harei hu bechiyuta. So then the peiris are mukhshir lekabel tumah, and mekabelin tumah me achshav. Now they'll be mekabel tumah. Why? V'kivin the niskaven ladiach yodot. Since he wanted to be mediach yodot, goli daite de nechalei bahach nefila. So it's megale das that he's happy that the peiris fell in to the Amas Hamayim. Sha'al yodeho hidiach yodov. Because of the nefile, that is why he washed his hands. So, the Turi Evin asks on Rashi, the Ivre in Rashi, it would seem, let's say the second half of Rashi, we'll come to the first half in a minute. It seems from Rashi that because the peiris fell in, that is why he washed his hands. If the peiris would have not fallen in, he wouldn't have washed the hands. And he wanted to wash his hands. But the only reason he washed his hands is because the peiris fell in. So memele, so there's a nichuse that the peiris fell in. So since the nefilis ha-peiris were mesaviv hadochas yodov, and he wanted to be Mendiach Yodov, so he wanted the Nefilas HaPeiris. So there's a Nechusa on the Nefilas HaPeiris. So the Turi Evin asks on Rashi, what does Rashi mean? The Nechalei Bahach Nefilas Sha'al Yodo Hidiach Yodov. So the Turi Evin says, Umabekach. Bechi loy hoyo beefshe lehediach yodov betoich ames hamayim azeh beloy nefilas haperis halolo. He couldn't wash his hands only because the peris fell in. Unetilosa mitoicha, he can only wash his hands because the peris fell in and he wants to take out the peris. Beainze giloy das shenichalei benefilas haperis leseich ames hamayim. So there's no gilui das whatsoever that it's nichalei benefilas haperis l'seich ames hamayim. So the second half of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Ve'im bishvil sheyut. Now let's start the first half of Rashi. Now we have to understand what was bothering Rashi. Let us again look at the lashon of the Mishnah. Mi she yodav tmeis v'notlon. Perish anavlo sech amasamai. Uposhet mi she yodav tmeis v'notlon. He took the peiris. Yodav teiris peiris enem bechiyutam. Ve'im bishvil she yutchu yodav notlon. That's a Rashi lo emshat. Ve'im bishvil she yutchu yodav niskaven litol peiris. He says, Rashi learned in Bishvil Sheyutcha Yodov is not the reason why he put them in the water. We're talking about Notlon. Rashi had a kasha. The Mishnah says
that Misha Yodav Tnes Venotlon. He took the payers. So Yodav Tnes. The imbishvil she yudchu Yodav. So Rashi learned Notlon. That's why he took it. He took the payers because he wanted to wash his hands. That's a Rashi learned Pshat. That's why he took the payers, because he wanted to wash his hands. That's what Rashi says, in Bishvil sheyutcho yodov niskaven little payers. He took the payers because he wanted the hands. Areyu b'chiyutcho namekablum tumem ayachshav. The kiven in niskaven, that means he took the payers because he wanted to wash his hands. So al koponim, so the payers were a sibe for, the nefilas payers were a sibe for the Adoches Yodov, some Amelah, so therefore there's an Ichus already on the Nefilas HaPeiros. So he's naked that the Peiros got wet, because or else he wouldn't have washed his hands. The Rishash says, you don't have to learn that Pshat in the Mishnah. You can learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Bishvil sheyutchu Yodov hoishiton lamayim. The first case is, why did he put his hands in the water? Because he wanted to take the Peiros. The second case is, why did he put his hands into the water? Because he wanted to wash his hands. And then you have to say, and Agavuch, he took the payers also. But that's how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, if you don't, Rashi is very schwer. Everyone asks on Rashi, the Trieven, the Rishash, the Sfasemes, the Chazenish, the Mishnah Chayne. They all ask on Rashi. Now, okay, so Naniach, we won't learn like Rashi. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah? We have to say Pshat in the Mishnah, though. So the Svasemis wants to say Pshat. Lulei divrei Rashi, oyem eforish shehuchshiru ha-peiris b'mayim sha'al yodo. The peiris became muchshir with the mayim sha'al yodo. Acher shehitziyo min ha-mayim. Even the nechalei b'mayim sha'al yodo. That means, in Masechtas Machshirim, it's mavua that there's two dinei nechuse by heksher. There's one din nechuse that I want the peiros to get wet. That's one din nechuse b'chiyuta mayim al zera. But there's another din nechuse. If I want the water. So and the peiros will touch water that I want, so it also becomes mukshel lekabel tumah, even though I don't want that the peiros should get wet. There's two dinim hechsher. So that's what the Sfasemis wants to say pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that if he wanted to wash his hands, so he wanted the water, so there was an ichus on this water. So this water is machshir afilu, there's no nechusa whatsoever that the peiros should get wet. So the peiros that touch this water become muchshir. The chazaynish in machshirin is ma'irer, it's another ha'ore, which we have to understand, that l'chayre, which water did he want? L'chayre, he wanted the water that was mechubel. They wanted that water to wash his hands. Now, l'chayre, the peiros become muksha from the water that is on his hands when he takes it out. So l'chayre, this water he didn't need. He wanted the water that he washed his hands in he wanted to wash his hands. So that water he wanted, the water that remains on his hands now with the peiros touch, it's not mukhas that he wants this water. So the Chazaynish says, I'll just say over the Lashon of the Chazaynish, Av shekvar hutchu yodov b'no, he already washed his hands already, ve'ein tzorich letlishes ha-mayim, that means the new water that's coming out, he doesn't, theoretically, if he could take his hands out now from the water and his hands would be dry. He's also tzefrich, he doesn't need water now on his hands, he'll get chapped, he doesn't need water now. He needed the water that was in the Amas HaMayim to wash his hands. But he doesn't need water now on his hands. Vein tzorech letlishes HaMayim. Elokiven denechale beblila b'mechuba. But since he wanted the water when it was Eis gemischt, und was mir chube, da muss er meim, choshe wa maim shal yodov lerotzin mit chila batzoi. So up, exactly what he says, I don't understand, but al kaponim, so the water which is now on his hands is also called, there was a rotzin on this water. So that's pshat in the Mishnah, that if there was, the mashke was lerotzin, so memele, so the penis that touched that mashke also become mukshel lekabel tumah. Al koponim, the raya that Rav Nachman had was from the reish of the Mishnah. The reish of the Mishnah, you see, klol that tvilas yodayim helps, even though there was no kavona letar. Dr. Gemara weiter eisvein. We learned in our Mishnah, Eisvei Rabel Rav Nachman, we learned in the Mishnah, Toivu Lechulim. A person was Toivu Lechulim, to eat Chulim Betare, Vohuchzak Lechulim. And he was Mechavin, to be Metair himself for Chulim. So the Mishnah says, Osa Lemaisa, so Huchzak Ein, Loi Huchzak Loi. So it would seem that the whole Tare Lechulen came about because he was Mechavan to be Metair himself Lechulen. So the Gemara answers, Ochi Kama, Af Al Pi Shel Huchzak Lechulen, Osa Lemaisa. Even though he was Huchzak Lechulen, he's also lemaisa. That is what the Mishnah is talking about. Rebu said that even though he's lemaisa, the tare is chal afilu. He wasn't mechavan l'shem tare schulen. No, the Mishnah is telling us a Rebu said afilu he was mechavan l'tare satme l'chulen. So there's a plus afal pikein. This kavona l'tare will not help for maisa. Eisvei, so the Gemara is another kasha. Tovau v'loi uchzak. We had further the Mishnah. Tovau v'loi uchzak ke'ilu loi tovau. So if a person was tovel himself, and he didn't have any kavone to be metair himself, so the Mishnah says ke'ilu loi tovau. My love ke'ilu loi tovau klal. It's equivalent like he wasn't tovel in Gansen. Now the Mishnah means that it's for Maisa you need kavone. But it's a tvila for chulan, even though he wasn't mechavet. So he held dochi komatchale. I mean, you listen, that's a dchiyah. But really, that's not the nemes of pshat. Kilo loytovel means it's not a tvila period. Nofak do kva ashkach desanya we learned in a baraisa toval v'loy hurzak. A person was tovel himself and he didn't have kavone l'shem tare. Also lemaiser muta lechulin. So that's enough in a baraisa that the tvila helps for chulin. Even though there was no kavona l'tayr. Let us see what Rashi says. Huzak ein, im niskaven, hu dahavi tvila l'chule. Yeah. Look to Isvitz. Loi, ki ilu loi toval l'maisa. He said, the second din of the Mishnah, toval v'loi huzak, ki ilu, he wasn't machaven, ki ilu loi toval l'maisa. So Tosfos had a kasha. What is the Sefer telling us? That means in the Reisha we had Tovol v'Hurzak, he was Mechavel l'shem Taira. It doesn't help for Maisa. And the Sefer says if he wasn't Mechavel l'shem Taira, it also doesn't help for Maisa. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Rebusa de Masnisin Mishum Chulin Havi. That Mahani Av Beloi Kavonim. So not, that means the Mishnah, if we assume, Ke'ilu, it says in the Mishnah, it doesn't help for Maisa. The Mashos Meirah doesn't say this in the Mishnah, but Al Kaponim, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us it does not help for Maisa, so it's coming to tell us, but for Chulan it does help. So not so the reish of the Mishnah is telling us that he was mechaven l'shem chulin. It doesn't help for maisa. And avadi givis he wasn't mechaven for any hazicha wouldn't help for maisa. But the seif is coming to tell us that without kavone it does not help for maisa, but it helps for chulin. The imishu maisa avki urzak lechulin tani reish deloy mahani harav rabol chon. Ba'oy yesh loyma. Another teretz. Punkt verkehrt. The imishum reisha hoyisi oima the tvei odiv loy hurzaklau lemaisa mei hurzak lechulin. I would say maybe punkt verkehrt. If a person is mechavin to be mitair himself for chulin, so that's called the oker daiter legamri mimaisa. That means a kavone of taira for chulin. That means not for maisa. So Mamela, so that's why it doesn't help for Maisa. But if he doesn't think anything, could be that it would help for Maisa. So that's the Chiddush of the Seif. The Chiddush of the Seif is that not als anakiri, it doesn't help for Maisa. No, stamazai for Maisa, you need kavona letaira, and without that, it doesn't help. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbalosa. Toval va'olo, a person toivled himself, and he went out of the mikvah. Now, al-kaponim, we hear in the Mishnah different halachas, that al-kaponim, for maisa, for trume, for kodesh, in order for the tvila to help, it's not sufficient, the maisa tvila, you have to be mechavin that this tvila should help for maisa, then it helps for maisa, mechavin shal for trume, shal for trume. But for Meiser and Truman and Kodesh, you need a kavone in order for the Tara to be chal. Omar Abelozo, Toval Va'olo, a person toivled himself, Va'olo, and he went out of the mikveh, Machzik Atzme L'chol Masheyiltze, in the mikveh he wasn't thinking of anything, and now he goes out of the mikveh, Trachta, so he was mechaven that the tvila he made 5 minutes ago should help for kodesh. It will help for kodesh. Taisva says tova va'ola vaydenu lach. That means he's not completely out of the mikveh. He's still the main mikveh are still on him. So memela, it's still the roishim of the mikveh, the retivus of the mikveh is still on him. So he can still be mechaven that the tvila he made 5 minutes ago should help for whatever he wants. Bekames for him ksiv behed yalach, but he's wet. Frag the Gemara. Meisvei, we learned, oideyu ragloi achas b'mayim. We learned that if 1 foot is still in the water, he was marzik himself for dover kal, so he can still be marzik himself now for dover chomo. But he took out that foot also from the mikveh. He can't be marzik anymore. So it says klo, not like Abelosa, that the whole din marzik only applies after Kozman, Akaponim, 1 foot is in the mikveh. Maila, shuv eini marzik. Maila, eini marzik la. You can't be marzik yourself after your olam in a mikveh. So the Moses loy. Oideyu, if 1 foot is still in the mikveh, he didn't leave the mikveh yet. Aval pisha huzak. He was marzik himself already. That means b'shas tefila was marzik for maisa. Is marzik? He can still be marzik for truma. Allah. So that means so he can be oiker the previous kavone. That means he's still in the tefila process. So a person's in the tefila process. So memela, I thought the tefila should be l'shem maisa. I can think now it should be l'shem truma. But im aba'olo, what is the din if the tvila process ended already? He's out of the mikveh. is im loy hurzak. So there was a tvila stomis. So im loy hurzak marzik. So if he wasn't marzik himself for anything, so now it could be mechaven that the tvila should be for whatever he wants. Bim hurzak einay marzik. But if he was hurzak already, then he can't be marzik. So it's no stira to Rabbalos. Rabbalos is speaking about for loy hurzak. And that what we learned, that you need Ragloy Achas B'mayim, is speaking about if it was Hurzak. What does Rashi say? Toval v'yotzo v'olo min ha'mayim marzik atzmoy b'tvile she'toval kvar l'chol ma she'yirtzik. He will now be mechaven for whatever he wants. My love ain't a marzik kloima. That when he went out, ain't a marzik lo kloima bein sheherzik atzmoy b'shas tefila b'dovo kal, bein shelo herzik atzmoy l'klum, shuv ain't a marzik. Im lo hurzak l'shum dovo shetoval stam marzik l'chol ma sheyirtze. Avol im hurzik l'kal, ain't a marzik l'chomo. That means was menutik ready for the dover kal, so the tefila was for dover kal, so it can't be oikirin for dover chom. Zok the Gemara, man tane oideyu ragloy achas b'mayim. Who is the tane that holds that when one foot is still in the mikveh, that he's still in the tefila process? Omar Rav Pedos, Rav Yehudi, it's Rav Yehudi. Bisnan mikve shenimdad b'yeshpoy aboim so mechubonis. A mikve that was measured, and there's exactly 40 so. B'yoldu shnayim b'toblu zeachazeh. Two people tabled themselves one after the other. Hori shein toyer. The first person is toyer because he tabled himself in the mikve of aboim so. Vasheini tome. The second one is Tomei, because through the tefillah of the first one, so there's nechsar some of the mayim. He went at the first one, tevil himself, there's still water on the first one, so there's missing water in the mikveh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, im hoyu raglov shorishen noigis b'mayim. If the raglov shorishen is noigis b'mayim, they're in the water, af hasheini toyo. So the sheini is also toyo. Yeah. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we considered the first one still in the mikveh, and Memele, and then we consider all the water on the first one is mechuba to the mikveh, and it's a chelik of the mikveh, and that is why the second one can tevil himself. So the first one is still in the tefillah process. Let us see Rashi. Man tane the mishum aydenu b'mayim choshev leketchilas tefillah, like it's in the beginning of the tefillah process. V'afal pisha hurzak, even though he thought of one thing, marzikig v'marzik for another thing. V'asheni tome ishrei choser hashir b'mayim shalorish, and it's missing the shir memso because of the mayim that's alorish. So now the Gemara says as follows. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravuim, Machloikis, B'mayleis de Rabbonim. The whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tane Kamen. If the Tvila will help for the second one, if the feet of the first one is in the mikveh, that's Tavke, B'mayleis de Rabbonim, and the Tvila, that's Negeya, Atume de Rabbonim. And that is a machloikis. Do we say good aches? And we consider like the mayim shalarishin is in the mikveh. Avo mitume letaro. But if we'll be speaking solamaisa by tume de rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda holds good aches. In the chachomim don't hold good aches. Avo mitume letare divrei hakel hasheini tomi v'hainu de Rabbi Pedos. So mele, that is what Rabbi Pedos said. Let us see Rashi. מחלויקס רב יהודה ורבונן שהויסו תפילוסוי בשביל אחס ממיילה של חכומה. The whole tefillah was because of one of the milas. Kigoy. Ha'oinon ba'mechuse kippurim she'tzrichen tefillah le'kodesh ve'einei tomei tumet derais. So the whole tefillah is only a tefillah derabona. Ba'hi koma Rab Yehuda, the mahani le'raglov shal rishen noiges b'may, domrin en gud aches mayim sha'olo, ki'ilu hein b'mikveh, that the water that is on top, that the water that is on the first table, it's in the mikveh. Then you say gorachis. V'hainu derabdos, the uki le'el, hodo eideyu, ki Rab Yehuda, v'loi ki Rabbona. That thing that we said, that if it's eideyu, raglov, b'mayim, so it could be minatik de kavone, it could be marzik, afil hosu godove, kalk marzik godove, chomo, is going not according to the Rabbonon. Alme le Rabbonon afilu legabi mailois le mahani eideyu. So we see that Rabdos held that afilu legabi the Rabbonon don't hold you say gorachis. Lo chazoke da omar hurzik le kal osa lechoma mailois ninu. So if Rabdos said that it only helps according to Rab Yehuda, not according to the Chachamim, so we see that Rabdos holds that the Chachamim were machmer afilu by Mailus the Rabbonin. So well then they'll be machmer by Hurzik the Dover Kal, that he can be machzik himself for Dover Chom. Ike da Amri Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravur. Machloikes mitume letahe. No, the machloikes between Rab Yehuda and the Chachomim is a deraisa dike machloikes. Avo b'mailois de Rabbonon, b'vol bi a de Rabbonon dike shailen tvilo, bi an oinon o mechuse kippurim, divrei hakel af hasheni toil. So then, if it's only negeya a tvilo de Rabbonon, so then afilo de Rabbonon hold you say gurachis. And then, so that's not like Rav Pedos. So Memele, so comes out this din that if he was, that Oidov Raglov B'mayim, he could be Marzik himself to Adova Chomo, that is not going back according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to fill according to the Chachamim. Ike da Amri, Hochi Gassin, Oplige de Rav Pedos. De Ilu la Rav Nachman, according to this Rav Nachman, so memele will be according to everyone. Do loy pligi rabbonon olay de Rabbi Yehuda, alamitum de reise letare. The whole machlokes is davka by tum de reise, but by chumras the rabbonon, everyone holds you say gorachis. So memele, so this will go according to the chachamim also. Omar Ule, boy minei me Rabbi Yochanan, ve'es from Rabbi Yochanan ashayl l'Rabbi Yehuda, ma'u lahatpil machtin b'tzinoiriyos b'roishoy shal rishon. Is one permitted to be matpil, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say gurachis, is one permitted to be matpil, now his hair is very wet, and he wants to be table a needle, or tzinerius, a small fork, in his head. There's water there, and will it help? The chibur will it help this chibur in order to be marshiv keilu he table that he have to table into mikvah memsa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, there is a mikveh of memso. So memele, will it help to tevel al roish? Good aches isla le Rabbi Yehuda, good asik lesle. Rabbi Yehuda holds good aches, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold good asik. I do me good asik nami isla. He holds good asik also. Now, lechere, the shayla of the Gemara is, as follows. In order, one of the tenoyim of a mikveh is that the water has to be in one place, in one mokim. Now, the lumdus of good aches is that we say that the water that is al guf ha'odom is in the mikveh. Good aches, we reckon like that water, we don't say ki'ilu, they're separated. No, good aches is, we consider that the water that is al guf ha'toivol harishin is in the mikveh. So if it's in the mikveh, some emele, so the person who's toivling, and the second person who's toivling is toivling in a mikveh of memsa, because al taloch of good aches, al taloch of good aches, we consider that water is in the mikveh. But, in order to toivle, that means if you take the machtim and you'll table them in the mikveh, I say there's memsa on the mikveh because that's the loch of good aches. But in order to table it on his head, so you have to say that the mikveh is by his head. You have to make it all in one mokim. So we have to say that the mikveh and the mayim al-roish is all together. It's all one. That's a loch of good asik. Do you say good asik, yes or no? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Amar lei tenisua, we learned, shalosh gamemius b'nachal. There were three boirais in a valley. Helyoine hatachtoine v'emtsois. Helyoine v'atachtoine shel esrim so. The top boir, the bottom boir, each one was 20 so. V'emtsois shel aboim so. V'chaldalis shel kshomim oiveres b'neim. And there was a stream of rainwater that was connecting all these three boiras. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, meyer haya oimer, matvil bel yoyne. You're allowed to be matvil in the el yoyne. Now you're matvil in the el yoyne, so that means you say good asik. We consider that the middle mikveh is al kaponim is lemaila. We'll see klara in Tosfos. Matvil b'yoyne. Vasanya Rabbi Yehuda oimer meyer hoya oimer matvil b'yoyne vani oimer betachtoyne v'loy b'yoyne. Amalei itanya tanya. Now let us see Rashi. Tzinoiri yeshetovim boizor vasuyin kimin mazlei kotten ma'oid. Bereishei shal rishen ba'oidai b'mayim. Kaimemiyes gumais b'nachal shipulei horim, that's a valley, shekeirin b'lure b'laz. Enachal eisan, nachal arnein. Tachtoino yeinu b'mtsois, shenachol medrin meshupil, it's on the slant. So, mamela, you have all these three beiris with a chaldalus. Oiveres b'neim, umechabalton. And it's attaching these three beiris. Ochi garsine, meyer hoya oimer, matbilon bel yeine, veloi garsinon mechlal de Rab Yehude. We want Geiris Mechlal the Rabbi Yehuda holds, but you're not. Pochi Perushe. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meir Yehoya Oimer, Matbilon Bo Yoin, the Omer, Good Asik. Esmei Emtsoiso, Lemailo, Aide Chardalus, Shok Shomim, Lahakshere, So Yoin. So you could be Toivon, the Yoin of Good Asik. Becholshkein de matbilen betachtein de kim isle god asi kolshkein de isle god aches umide like tani va ani choylek olov loyma kach vekach. Doesn't say. Rabbi Yehuda said what Rameya holds. Shma mino. Rabbi Yehuda ke Rameya svilore. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameya. He didn't say anything. Vahatanya the cholokol vachi garsina. We learned another baraisa. Meya haya oima matvilen bal yoine. Vani oima betachtoine. ולאי בעיון, אלמה פוליגולי. אמר לו, איתניה בהד ידחלקים, תניה פנה לך אחר, וחייזר אני בי. So, this is very good. According to, this is Rashi's Girsa. That means that the first Baraisa, we just heard that Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Meir holds matful b'yoyne. The Gemara understood that since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything, so Mastami is also made it. That's debatable, but the Gemara understood it that way. Now the Gemara brings a Baraisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold the Tachtoin. So now you'll understand different shot in the first Baraisa. That the first Baraisa said, Meir Oime Bal Yoine, but that's me, Mel Be Medaik, Meir Oime Bal Yoine, Bani Oime Bal Tachtoine. So now, Yitma Ritma, Itanya Tanya. That's very good, the Gemara. Ubaloshin Akosu Bisforim, but if, with Goyris. Like it says in the Sforim, Bolosh Nakosu Besforim, Eini Yochel Amide. They came as Niyose, Koshin Adodi, Umaychaz is the Tzayis Lebasreis. We'll see clearer in Taisvis. But Al Kaponim is this, if you're not Goyris the way we're Goyris now, there's a Geiris Mechlal de Rabbi Yehuda, we were Medaik what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Memela, so then it'll be a Machloikis in two Baraises. So Memela, so my Choses, the Tzayis, Lebas Reis. But let us see Taisvis. Look Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meyer Hoya Oimer, Matvilin Bo Yoyne. Leigoris Rashi Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda, Bohochi Perish, this is a Rashi Lemshat. Madbilin Bel Yoine Mitam Gud Asik. The Cholshkein Gud Achis, Rameya holds, you say Gud Asik, Cholshkein Gud Achis. Bulei Polig Olei Rabbi Yehuda, Mide Leiktoni Lei Vani Chaylikolov. He didn't say anything. Potanya Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Oimer, Bein Bal Yoine, Bein Betachtoine, Va'ani Oimer, Betachtoine, V'loi Bal Yoine. V'loshen HaKosu B'Sforim Ein Lehamida, Dimkein Masni Yose Koshin Adodi, U'maychoses Tetzayis Lebasreise, Kolza Perish Rashi. Umiyu yesh li yashev girsis asforim, not the way Rashi is goyris, v'cheini atzois agirse b'perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Rab Yehuda oimer, Ramei hoya oimer, b'tachtoine, v'loi ba'al yoine. Ramei yose b'tachtoine, v'loi ba'al yoine. De is loi gud aches, v'loi gud asik. That's what Rameh holds. Mechlaud Rabbi Yehuda Islei Gudasik. Rabbi Yehuda holds Gudasik. Midakoma Rameh Yeroimer. Mashme de'ein hu moideloi. So the Gemara Bura Raya. He says Rameh said Gudachis. And Vaistes he holds Gudasik. Uporich Vosanye Rabbi Yehuda Imer. Rameh Yeroimer Bein Betachtoine Bein Ba'ol Yoinem. Bani Oimer betachtoine v'loi ba'al yoinem. Alme less le good asik. Umas nisin adodi le koshi. And it's no stire, both baraises. As the first baraise, it said that Rameya said that tachtoine is koshi. So the Gemara wanted to be medayik, that Rameya holds the yoin is not. And Rabbi Yehuda says Rameya holds the tachtoine, vices Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, only the tachtoine is koshi, vices the yoin is not good. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the yoin is good. So the Gemara brings, no, it says fakert, it says that Rab Meir holds both are kosher, and Rab Yehuda said that only Tachtoin is kosher. The Kamaise, but Masnis Adori loy kosher, the Kamaise, Rab Yehuda, Meir, 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 אבל הסבור של רמיה אף בליונה. That means, Asis, Rabbi Yehuda held that that is pshat in Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda held that that is pshat in Rameya, that Rameya holds, that he said the Tachtoinis Kosh, and he holds Tel Yoyne not. But later we found out that that's not pshat in Rameya. Rameya said the Tachtoinis Kosh, nor did in Tel Yoyne is Kosh. And Rabbi Yehuda holds only the Tachtoinis Kosh. Shame by you. Let us see the next Taisvus. B'tachtoina v'loi ba'uyoina. Mashma hoche the katafres havechibo. So it would seem that katafres is a chibo. What is being mechaber the mikvois the achaldelis shall make shomim. So that's katafris, that there's a stream of water that is running on the surface. That is katafris. Taktaisves, v'ilu, v'meseches, tayres, perg shmini, nan, umaisilo. Kmar brings the perg beis de gitten. We learned anitzik, v'katafris, ומשקה תויפייך אין יחיבה לא לתומה ולא לתאירה. So it's a stira that a katafres is not a chiba. And here it says katafres is a chiba. ואויד, קשה number two, למה לי גימול גיימימייס? Why do you need גימול גיימימייס? Tvi boires. ותרי סאגי, two boires will also be sufficient. So memele, this should also be good. Petiretz Rabbeinu Tam, v'shani hoche, v'iko mikve sholem be'emtza. There's a mikve sholem be'emtza. V'chein mash v'perik baschet, d'avoy d'zore, mitoich perish rashi, שפרש קטפרס, קטפרס אין החיבו, דממיאס בזה חוף ובזה חוף, וחלבס מחברתו, ולוינוקת גימול כדי איסו הוכת. אלמה מסתיו עלי תיימה שיש לחלק. Now, what is פשט in Taisvis? Taisvis differentiates between if there is a mikveh of memsa, or if there's a mikveh of two mikvoi and then there's chofsa, or there's two of chofsa. The Imre Moshe and Simon Aleph, they say in Vov, says as follows. There are dinei chibul. We want to be mechabel these two mekoymes. Now, the din chibul that is needed for a mikveh, you have a mikveh that has memso, and now you want to be mechabel another mikveh of 20 so to that memso. You don't want to make a mikveh. You want to say that this mikveh of 20 saw is mechuba to that mikveh. We want to say that the 20 saw mikveh is attached to a mikveh 40 saw, and you can take on the 20 saw also. So the Imre Moshe says, here you don't need a chibul gomel. You don't need a chibul gomel in order to be marshal the 20 so. To make a mikveh, you need a chibul gomel. So memele, that is pshat, katafres einei chibul. Katafres einei chibul means to make a mikveh, you have to make a unit of 40 so. So you need a chibul gomel in order to make a unit of 40 so. This is, he don't have a chibur gomer. Katafchus ain't a chibur. Masha ain't. If you have a mikvah 40 saw ready, so now in order for this 20 saw to be kosher litvah boy, as long as it's naigeya in the 40 saw, so it's a chibur garua, but a chibur garua is sufficient to be mashed the 20 saw. That is what the Rabbi Netam said. So the Rabbi Netam said, katafkes ein a chibur, and hilches chibur doesn't, it's not a chibur to make a unit of 40 saw. But if you have 40 saw, the chibur that is needed to be mashed, the 20 saw is a chibur garua is also sufficient. So Memele, Gabi, that katafchus is chibur. That's what Rabbi Netam said. Ba'al tetam, now Taisvis asks Amir de Kekasha. So what is Taisvis saying? Taisvis is saying that the din chibur to make 40 saw, we hold katafchus ein a chibur. But he was speaking about that you have 40 saw ready, you just want to be mechaber the 20 saw to the 40 saw. So now, if I say something in the kikash, al tetam, heichem edam aleyle mifshe, mehach tohoche, bo yosoy de gemol klar da shayle, if you could be toivel. Machten bezinoires bereuschei schaurischein. Marla hat wo machten bezinoires bereuschei schaurischein. Kehudelel. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Dabat brings a raya that you say good asik. So the Gemara brings the you say good asik. Atushta. The good asik what the Gemara is speaking about. We're speaking about that you have a mikveh of 40 saw. And then you say, katafres chibur to be marshal, the mikvah yayna. Because see, everybody a mikvah 40 saw. But over here, you claim that shayler can be toivul, machtav, it's a neiris, beroishoy. And so there, I don't have a mikvah 40 saw. So I feel you say good asik. I feel you say good asik, but there's missing the chibur. Katafres ain't a chibur. That is Taisvus Kasha, which is Amir Adike Kasha. Zog Taisvus, Va'al Tetamen. Heiche medam alele mifshet, mahach tohoche bo yosei ma lahat vil machten vitsi neiris. Beroyshe shal rishoin, kehidelel v'loi komo dishani hoche mishum mikvisholein. Yeah, here is a mikveh sholem, and here is not a mikveh sholem. Here you're making a mikveh. So what is the kasha? So you should say, katafres ein chibur. Here's a chibur of katafres, katafres ein chibur. The shani hocho. Here the hosom leali ketai machinem. There is another cheshbim. Katafresh is soifai leireit, mashe bereish is shal rishoin, because there is soifai leireit. So now Taisa says another shtick Taisa. There's a katafresh is soifai leireit. Now let's just try to explain what Taisa is saying. Samur de kolomdeshe Taisa. So Taisa is saying as follows. The emerson, there are two dinim, which we need over here in order to be mashe the tefillah. One din we need, that the mokim hamayim has to be in one place. You can't have, it has to be in one place, the mayim. And that can come about out the halacha of good asik, good achis. That's one thing. That means the halacha of good achis, good asik, either we schlep the water down, like Rashi says, the water on the side is in the mikveh, or the one in the mikveh is on the side. It's one place. That in Mekoimais, it has to be B'mokei Mechot, that is the good achis, good achis. But there's another halacha. You need chibur. In order, they don't, there's another halacha, that there has to be some sort of connection between these two bodies of water, and that you need a chibur. The chibur of katafris is not a chibur. The chibur of katafris is not a chibur. Katafris ain't a chibur. That's what Taisa said. It's a chibur garua. And Taisa said as follows. If you have a mikveh sholem, so a chibur garua is also good. To be mechaber, a 20 sod, the mikveh to a 40 sod. But if you have to make a mikveh, a chibur garua is not enough. Fine. So now Taisa says, you know when katafris is a chibur garua? If the water that is going from one to another is not safe leged, that means as follows. That means in the case we have two bayris, one bayris 20, the other bayris 20. Now the 20 on top will never go into the 20 on the bottom. That thing on top, that thing on the bottom. We have a chibur of basic water, rainwater is running from one to the other. So we want to be mechaber, these two mekaymes, with katafris. So we say katafris ain't a chibur. Katafris ain't a chibur. But if you'll have a katafris that's soifoy leiret, so this chibur is not a poshet chibur of katafris. This is not the katafris that we're speaking about. This is a more choshev chibur, because the water which is on top of the table or rishon is going down. It's seife leireit. So a katafres she seife leireit is a greater chibur. Such a chibur will help a filu to make a mikveh. That is what Taisvis is saying. The katafres is safe for leireit. Masha bereisha shorisha. Period. Ubahochi mitarzinim kusha achine. And with this, we'll find another kasha. The kasha la rabbeinu tam, the masha mahosnam begitten, the nitzik, the katafres einichibur, the Gemara says, the katafres einichibur, masik linye mikvois, the Rabbi Yehuda, so it seems from the Gemara in Gittin that Rabbi Yehuda holds katafres einichibur, mashmedat Rabbi Yehuda moidelei, that Rabbi Yehuda holds katafres einichibur, velel kom moyeraglov shal rishay noigis bemayim avshayne toel. So there, lechayre, you have to say, if it's lechayre, it only works as katafres chibur. So lemaise, it's a sphere into Rabbi Yehudis. Alma katafres chibur. Elevadi shayni hochish a seife leire. It's a taisu says, no. A katafres a seife leire. The Rabbi Yehudis never said that's not a chibur. A katafres a seife leire is a chibur. A katafres a seife leire is not a chibur. Umiyu yesh litchois hach, but this kasha, we could be doiche. Veloi muki ki Rabbi Yehuda rakti tefech amenas latfiyach, veloi tanya behed Yehuda nitzik vekatafres. So that what the Gemara says is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not necessarily mean it's going on nitzik vekatafres, it's going on tefech amenas latfiyach. That the Gemara says is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It could be katafres, it could be Rabbi Yehuda's katafres chibur. He the perik basre davoy dezore, gabi hamare yayin, maare mechoves leboil. A person is maare from a choves into a boil. Now, in the boil, there was yayin esach. In the choves, there wasn't yayin esach. And there's a chibur of nitzuk. That means, the difference between nitzuk and katafres is going on a surface, it's running on a surface, and nitzuk is ba'avir. Hama'are mechovis leboir, lechoshev nitzuk chibur, af al gav the soifei leiret. There is soifei leiret. Everything that there, it's a nitzuk, that the whole chavis is going to go into the boil. Now, I just said a shtik toire, that a katafris that soifer leirid is a chibur. So lechayre, so why over there, isn't it a chibur? I just want to say a shtickle hor. I don't understand the Gemara over there, Bechlal. There's a chasor in Yediye. L'chayre, if you have yayin nesach in a boil, and I go and take new wine, and I pour the new wine, kosher wine, into this boil. So the din is, you're not allowed to drink all the wine. Why aren't you allowed to drink all the wine? L'chayre, the kosher wine doesn't become yayin nesach. Why should it become yayin nesach? This is yayin nesach, not yayin nesach. No, l'chayre, you're not allowed to drink all the wine because it's a taruvus of yayin nesach. L'chayre, that's the whole reason why you can't drink the wine, the kosher wine that's ma'urav in the boil. So l'chayre, if one would be able to differentiate, the be able to separate the kosher wine from the yayin nesach, l'chayre would be kosher. So l'chayre, so if we have yayin in the chavis, safilut mechuber, there's a chibur, everything, but you can differentiate the kosher from the yayin nesach. So chibur ahim, chibur aher. So why should this become osur? I don't understand why it should become osur. Al kaponim, it seems that it does become osur. And the shaila, so the shaila is, why don't you say nitzik? Because you say nitzik is not a chibur. So Taisus says, but over here, it's seifei leirit. Ava gav the seifei leirit. Yesh lechalek bein nitzik lekatafre. So Taisus said, maishtik teire, that I said that katafres is a chibur by seifei leirit. I said this by katafres. Dein derech nitzik lovoikim derech aver. So what is Taisus saying? So Taisus is weiter going with the cheshbon. Taisus is saying as follows. I only said there's a chibur of katafres. Katafres is, you have a stream running on a surface. That now this stream is eine chibur. If it's soifei leired, then this stream is a chibur. But nitzuk, which is not running on a surface, it's ba'avir, so this is garua than katafres, and this, afilo by soifei leired, is also not called a chibur. Period. Now, Taisus goes, v'chi medayik osom, the Gemara's medayik over there, megishte ubas gishte, da'anach nochri yodei ilave, v'osrei rove, shma mino nitzuk chibo, v'loi mechshev katafres. Now, let's just try to explain what it's talking about over there. They're talking about gishte or bas gishte, is speaking about that a person took like two straws, he made them like a triangle, he attached one straw to the other, and there was a full boil and an empty boil. And he made a siphon, and he made that the water, with this siphon he made water was coming out, boil aleph, was going into boil base. Finished. That's what he did. And the water was pouring out. You had like one straw going this way, one straw going this way, and you had a stream of wine going into an empty boil. That's what he was doing. Now all of a sudden a goy comes and puts his hand underneath the stream coming out into the second boil. So Rav said, the yayin in the first boil is osar. That's what Rav said. He touched the stream over here coming out into the second boil. So he said the yayin in the first boil is osar. Banach nochi yode ilavi vosre Rav. Shma mino nitzuk chibur. So the Gemara says it's a guy that nitzuk is a chibur. Why is this nitzik? This is katafres. That means it's going on a surface. We just differentiated nitzik and katafres. It's nitzik and katafres. Here the flow of the wine is going on a surface. So this is katafres, not nitzik. Yeshloimer loydomi leraglov shalsheini noigis b'mayim. Yayin shebesoich hagishte ein soifoi leireit besoich achavis. So Memela, so Taisu says, so this is equivalent to Nitzik. Taisu says as follows. That means that we just said that Katafras is a chibur for Seifei Leirei. So that means if the Seifei Leirei is whatever is going to go in, Seifei Leirei, so it's a bigger chibur. But here we're going the other way. That means the guy touched the flow of wine that's coming out of the first boil. We want to assa the wine in the first boil. So that's not, it's not Seifei Leirei backwards, it's going the opposite direction. So Memele, that is not a katap, it's a katafrish of Seifei Leirei, take, but in order to assa the wine in the first boil, it's not Seifei Leirei. That's equivalent to Nitzit. That's what Taisu says. Period. So we had problems with the Katafas Chibur. We had a whole bunch of problems. The Ri had a whole nupshat. Lofima shepere shari hosam. Who the nitzik for Katafas misnai l'inyan hashoket. It's not speaking about Chibur mikvois and tar. It's speaking about hashoket. The din by hashoket is if you have a mashkin t'mayim, and you're mashik, this mashkin to a mikveh, so it's matari of the mashkin. Vesech is taras dumi dereishi demakam oli mashkin tmeim vishikul a mikveh, oz yitoch in shaper hi dohoch alinyin tfila mahani nitzik v'katafres. So that means if we'll say that katafres ein chibur is speaking about hashoke, so then we can say the din chibur of hashoke, katafres ein chibur, the Gabi Mikvois is Katafras Chibur. And that's what we could say. Mani Fafila Las Bay Memso, Mami Matvila Batachtoine. The Chinokat Memso, so then, why did it speak about it was Memso and Memsois? Rebusa Dao Yoine, the Ein Matbilimbo. Rabiudi wants to tell us, Fafila, there is Memso in the middle one, you can't be Matbil in Dao Yoine. You don't say good asik. Inami lashmina the velochi tani b'seifa b'tesefte the chachamim oimrim ein matbilin elo be'imtzois can only tie yourself in the imtzois rafo pishesh aboim imtzois ve'im matbilin b'tachtoine. You don't say good asik. Rosam arachti, moishayich hochi klau, rak lekamon eforish.